Our first speaker is going to handle a topic, African swine fever priorities, research priorities in Canada. He's well equipped to handle this. He has chaired a subcommittee of a variety of experts developing ASF priorities for the research sector here in Canada. Andrew Van Kessel currently is Associate Director of Research at Vito Intervac, formerly was chair of the department at the University of Saskatchewan, held a variety of posts there, took his PhD there at University of Saskatchewan as well. And he chairs a board member and he chairs Swine Innovation Pork's Science Advisory Board. And he's been an invaluable resource at the board level on all things science, contributes to our understanding and helps us determine research, the nuances of research going forward. So I'm going to turn it over to Andrew to make his first presentation.
All right. Thank you, Stuart, for the introduction. I'm very pleased to, and good morning, everyone, very pleased to be here representing Swine Innovation Pork. And briefly sharing with you the activities of our organization over the past couple of years, I guess, helping the Canadian swine industry address the threat of ASF. You know, I thought it would be valuable to just briefly draw your attention to the vision and mission statement for Swine Innovation Pork. SIP is a producer-funded organization. It has a national mandate in the research and knowledge and technology transfer areas. And my comments will be in the context of the research agenda around ASF. There is obviously a great deal of effort that's ongoing, a broader effort around among multiple industry stakeholders addressing operational and policy related issues around ASF, and those broader activities will be summarized by John Ross of CPC in the presentation following mine. So as Stuart mentioned, one of our major activities has been to develop a list of research priorities for the Canadian industry around ASF. And of course, if you're going to develop a list of priorities, it's important to begin from an area and from an informed position. And we were extremely fortunate to have a very respected group of swine health veterinarians and infectious disease scientists who were freely giving of their time, and as they're listed here, to help us with this process. And I do want to thank each of these panel members for their contributions. We had a number of meetings where we were able to review this issue and establish a list of priorities. I would mention that Alfonso Calvillo, the executive director at the National Center for Foreign Animal Diseases, who was a member of this panel, left that position about a year ago. And I would thank Dr. Ambigala for filling in for Alfonso in the time since then. I'd also like to recognize, particularly recognize Paul Sundberg. He's the executive director of Swine Health Information Center. You know, Paul, not only were we privileged with Paul's expertise, but we're also able then to have his knowledge of the research ongoing in the U.S. so that we were moving forward in a collaborative manner and by avoiding duplication. So that was highly valuable to this process. The group then, we were able to put together, with the support of the panel and with input from the Swine Innovation Pork Board, we were able to identify six major subject areas containing ASF research priorities. And those areas are listed for you here. Not surprisingly, I guess, surveillance and animal health was an area which contained a large number of research priorities. You know, examples here would include the development of rapid ASF diagnostic tests, including PenCide tests, sampling protocols for biological fluids, from oral fluids to meat to validating protocols for feed sampling, for example. Development of antivirals that would help perhaps to reduce the transmission of disease in the case of an outbreak, and the kind of feed mitigation strategies that Scott D, many of you may have heard Scott D's presentation yesterday regarding feed mitigation strategies. So these are all priority or examples of priority areas in the surveillance and animal health subject area. Biosecurity, primarily here we are looking at the issue of wild pigs. Can we eradicate them preferably? Or at least manage wild pigs as a potential reservoir for ASF, a significant problem requiring some research focus. Another example there would be the validation of disinfection agents for the ASF virus that would allow barns to repopulate, for example. I think we're all familiar with the logistical and humane challenges associated with MAF euthanasia. We'll hear from Mark Flynn later in this webinar about work that's ongoing in Manitoba with respect to mass euthanasia, an area that could use some additional research focus, including the need to be able to dispose of carcasses in a manner that does not cause distribution of the virus and hopefully inactivates the virus. Mental health, of course, is a huge concern. Mental health of all participants in the Canadian swine industry. Again, from a research perspective here, you know, is there work that can be done to identify the most vulnerable participants? Are there approaches that are best suited to the unique environment of the Canadian swine industry? Similarly, for economic impact, from a research perspective, we'd be asking whether, you know, an examination of similar cases where we saw an abrupt end into business activity in the livestock industry, if we were to study those cases, would we identify best practices for preserving that industry and for facilitating its return, rapid return to economic sustainability. Knowledge transfer, again, a major area of interest for swine innovation pork. From a research perspective, are there best practices in terms of transferring and maintaining biosecurity practices? And are we able to engage our small scale producers and work collaboratively with small parrot scale producers to protect the Canadian swine industry? So, of course, Swine Innovation Pork would be pleased if we could fund projects in all of these areas right now as a major priority. As always, of course, funding is never easy to come by. I'd remind the audience that Swine Innovation Pork, you know, the industry funds that are allocated to SIP from 2018 through 2023 are largely or near fully committed to our ongoing swine cluster program, to projects in a number of priority areas that have been identified by the industry. So this ongoing commitment then does provide us with some challenge in terms of identifying funds to support an emerging issue like ASF. Nevertheless, we have been able to fund a couple of projects, and I won't spend much time talking about these or co-fund a couple of projects and send limited funds to these principal investigators. We'll hear from Dr. Ambigala later day in terms of the use of oral fluids in ASF surveillance, and we'll hear from Dr. Pettit with respect to his efforts to develop a small survey of small-scale swine holders. So SIP was, again, with other partners, pleased to be able to provide at least limited funds to get these projects underway. For the researchers in the audience, we do have a current call out for research project ideas. SIP will be putting together an application, will be selecting project ideas and putting together an application to the Canadian Agriculture Strategic Priorities Program This is an AAFC managed program that's designed to support sector-wide priorities to address emerging issues. We certainly feel that ASF meets this criteria and is a not-for-profit organization supported by the swine industry. SIP can is eligible as an applicant here and can leverage partner funds that have been identified by our Canadian investigators. So we're looking forward to proceeding on that progress and receiving project ideas from the Canadian research community and moving forward with this idea. Looking for more information, you can find more on our website. Please feel free to visit it. If you have specific questions, ask them in the Q&A session. Or if you're thinking of it after the webinar today, send us an email at info@swineinnovationpork.ca. We'd be happy to answer your questions directly. So I look forward to answering your questions at the end of the webinar. And I will turn it back to you, Stuart.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that presentation and the information that you conveyed.